Dave Pompkin, Austin Johnson back with you. We're crashing the boards on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. You can check us out as an archive podcast as well on the Fox Sports Radio website. Joining me now is one of my oldest friends. He is the CEO of JAG Physical Therapy, the physical therapy leader in the tri-state area, plus Pennsylvania now, with over 140 locations. JAG is the presenting sponsor of this particular program, and he is a guy that has a great amount of knowledge in terms of team athletic training. So we're going to dig into that a little bit, too, as well as his thriving business. John Gallucci Jr. joins us. How you doing?
I'm good, David. Austin, thank you so much for having me today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Before we dig into the JAG stuff a little bit, because it's so prevalent, everybody knows it in this area, obviously thousands of patients and success stories for your business. But I want to talk about hoops a little bit. I know you've done some work with Mike Saunders, with the Knicks, and with other teams before you really got into building all of these clinics. When you look at basketball athletic training, I like to take fans behind the scenes a little bit. It's a very multifaceted job. I think trainer is even a misnomer. Like, what is the job of, let's say, the trainer of Seton Hall or the trainer of the Knicks?
So a certified athletic trainer, as we like to say, is a multifaceted position that you have to be adaptable to anything that can happen. And it could be something that's the simplicity of a sprained ankle to life-saving of someone having a cardiac incident or a spinal cord issue and having a transport and saving a life to, you know, helping on the road with the team. You're part of the team and want to make sure everything stays organized and people are making flights and making sure different things are done on the road. So if you look at back in the day, as you know, I was a basketball athletic trainer at NYU and Columbia Universities, and then I had the opportunity to work part-time for Mike Saunders at the time at the New York Knicks. It was actually interesting. It was a seven-year timeline I was there. I can't believe it went so quick. And when you looked at Mike and his staff, they were ingrained with the coaching staff, performance staff. They were ingrained with the equipment staff. They were ingrained on every facet of medical. It could have been working with specialists, or cardiologists, podiatrists, orthopedics, primary care, sports medicine. So you are also the chain of communication of healthcare with the club. And that's every certified athletic trainer. As you know, we have close ties, as I work in Major League Soccer, and I've been a certified athletic trainer for 35 years and been very fortunate in my career. You know, I have friends and colleagues that are at the New York Giants, at the Knicks, at the Nets, at the Devils. For 18 years, I did the New Jersey Devils rehabilitation, working collaboratively with their team and getting their players on the ice with unbelievable success and watching them win Stanley Cups. But a certified athletic trainer is an adaptable medical professional that has to be able to handle all facets of healthcare and communication.
And then you take that skill and that, you know, multifaceted background into the clinic to mom and dad and grandma and the kids and different people like that. And I know that you treat those people exactly the same, right?
Well, everybody should be treated like an athlete. Everybody should be treated like a VIP, and everybody should be treated the way you want to be treated. So no practitioner, no matter what they're a provider in, you should always be treating individuals as people. We're people treating people. And it's most important that as a provider of physical therapy, as a provider, as a certified athletic trainer, that we are collaborating with the patient on achieving their goals based on their injury and illness and plans of care that are collaborated with their physicians. And it's very, very important that, you know, long, long time ago, I learned that as a patient, there's a way you want to be treated, and everybody should be treated that way. Now, being very, very lucky in my entire career, remember, I've been in physical therapy centers since I'm 13. I used to be an aide at 13, 14, 15 years old because I liked what they were doing. I was inspired and then went on to college and graduate school. And I've had opportunities to work the New York Rangers strength camps, which was my introduction to Madison Square Garden and the Dolan family and the Knicks. And that opened up the door for me right out of grad school to go to work with NYU, which then opened up the door for me to go and grab the part-time position with Mike Saunders and then work at Columbia University with legendary Armon Hill. And but I worked numerous sports, and then I jumped into the soccer world as a favor to celebrities at the Metro Stars, which became Red Bull, had ACLs back to back, and they needed someone to come do the rehab. I went there for a lunch for an hour, and I'm still in Major League Soccer. This is my 25th season in Major League Soccer. I was 7 years as the director of player care for Metro Stars Red Bull, and then went on into the league office, and now I'm the assistant chief medical officer for Major League Soccer. So I've had a great run in pro sports. I've had a great run in athletics and sports, and I've been very fortunate to treat people around the world. But if I'm treating grandma and she wants to kneel down in the garden, I want her to get the same attention that, you know, I gave to Zach Parise of the New Jersey Devils or Marty Brodeur of the New Jersey Devils. I want to make sure that she's able to kneel down and plant her flowers. If I'm dealing with a fireman, I want to make sure he can get up that ladder and save a life. If I'm dealing with somebody that paints for a living, that's how they make their living. I've got to make sure that they can do it. And everybody needs to be treated the same and treated like a VIP. So there is no difference to me. And there's no difference to our over 500 providers throughout the three states that we provide care at JAG Physical Therapy.
John, every good sports team is the sum of its parts. And I know I don't need to tell you this. Working so closely with so many different sports organizations, what have you learned about building out such a depth and breadth of different experts in your unique team that you've built at JAG Physical Therapy?
It's an awesome question, Austin. Most people have to understand that it's a communication chain and the multifaceted component of multi-specialists for every team. And it's not just the pros. The pros are fortunate based on the economics, but collegiate teams, high school teams, club teams have to have the resources. Think about how cardiac and concussion have become so prevalent in our country in the last 15, 20 years. So you have to have concussion specialists, you have to have cardiac specialists, you have to have foot and ankle specialists, knee and shoulder specialists. So it's a primary care sports medicine specialist. So it's that communication chain, and the profession of certified athletic trainer has grown dramatically and multifaceted into different industries because of being able to be that point person or that hub of communication. But Austin, you hit the nail on the head. That component of being able to have multi-specialty groups associated with any level of sport team is very, very important. And we see it with the clubs that JAG Physical Therapy offers services to. They use us as a resource to get to those multi-specialties. And I'm very fortunate, as Dave knows, I've been in pro sports now for over 30 years. I know people all over the world. And, you know, a funny tidbit is I had an eye infection in Florence, Italy. And if it wasn't for my resources with Fiorentina's chief medical officer, I would have never gotten the antibiotic I needed. So it's very, very important to keep that grouping of communication with people and touch points. And I'm fortunate enough that I have touch points all over the world with multi-specialty.
You have over 140 JAG locations, and this show can be heard worldwide on the internet, but just locally, we're heard through central and northern New Jersey and the Jersey Shore. And do you have locations in all of those areas, and how far does it spread now?
So kind of weird, Dave, and you've been a friend of mine for a long time, and you know I was born in Brooklyn, raised in the Isle of Staten Island, and, you know, my goal always was one day to touch all five boroughs of New York City. I'm amazed that I've been in physical therapy clinics since I'm 13, and JAG Physical Therapy is the first company to ever touch all five boroughs of New York City, Westchester County, Rockland County, and Long Island. And in New Jersey, I'm proud to say where we were born, in West Orange in Essex County, we are now tip to tip from Montvale to Cape May. And we're in Philadelphia in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So we have definitely done a good job, but it's only because of our patients. You know, we can market the JAG logo and the brand. It's our physical therapist, our occupational therapist, our certified athletic trainers working alongside the patients. That's our best marketing. That's our best advertisement. I mean, we've taken care of families over the last 20 years, and I can't believe it's 20 years. We've taken care of from the grandparents to the grandchildren to now the grandchildren are having children. So we've been blessed that our patients are our biggest advocates. And we're very proud of that. And I think our growth and our success of sustainability has been because of our patients and our collaboration with our referral sources.
One of the leading athletic training experts in the country, John Gallucci from JAG Physical Therapy, is with us here. And I saw that you wrote a new book. What's that all about?
So the book is pretty interesting. We call it the JAG method. And those of you that haven't figured out JAG physical therapy is John Anthony Gallucci physical therapy. So JAG physical therapy, and everybody should know it's because Dave Popkin sent me 20 different names and I didn't like any of them. And we were doing legal documents and my wife had John Anthony Gallucci at the top and all of a sudden we were JAG physical therapy. But anyway, we won't blame Dave. Dave supported the idea and look at us now. But ultimately, the book is the JAG method. And really what it was I took several different stories of my life that motivated me, changed me, made me change and pivot career-wise, made me change and pivot with my path. And basically it's written for the 15-year-old to the 35-year-old. It's a quick in and out 25-minute read to your entrepreneurial success or your pathway of success. And I made it as short as possible. My team hated me. It was originally 100 pages. We consolidated it down to 30 pages because I wanted to be quick, reflective. You could go back to it. You could reread a chapter in about 2 minutes. And that was the goal, an inspirational kick in the butt. So there's great stories that I've had in my life. We share a couple of stories of me and my wife when my family fell on hard times, what we had to do. We shared stories about there is no such thing as an obstacle. Obstacles are just hurdles to either go through because I can't jump or go around or go over. And philosophically, I wanted to just share that. And to be honest with you, it is my third book, but we're utilizing it to grow and develop physical therapists, to grow and develop people that are entrepreneurs. And we're very, very excited about it. And our claim to fame is we broke Amazon. So who knew? So we broke Amazon for 2 weeks. The book was ordered so many times that they took the button off just to catch up on printing the book. So my claim to fame is not JAG physical therapy. I broke Jeff Bezos' Amazon button to order books.
Congratulations on all of your destructive success.
Thank you.
Hey, before I let you go, in the last minute here, I need a favor. I'm thinking about going back to playing basketball recreationally. First, just shooting baskets and then maybe running up and down a little bit. And I know there's a lot of weekend warriors, a lot of basketball fans, maybe my age, that listen to this show. What should I do to prevent injury?
Slow and steady always wins the race. So let's not do too much too soon. Most of our above 40-year-old athletes feel that they're going to go back to basketball, and it's very important to go play a full court game for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, and that's when you end up getting hurt. I always recommend doing some skill drills. I recommend doing some jogging, get your fitness level up. I would recommend if you're really going back to basketball, I would do at least a 3 to 4 week preseason for yourself. That's about 30 to 45 minutes every day. That's basketball skills and drills. I would do, like I said, bring some cardio aerobic. You could cross train with swimming, biking, running. You need to get your cardiovascular system ready to run the court. So, but slow and steady keeps you out of my office. So you got to keep that in the back of your head. Our biggest, unfortunately, is our biggest thick-headed population is our above 40 weekend warriors. But our biggest population of injured athletes are our above 40 weekend warriors. So you got to condition just as you did when a kid. You've got to be ready for the demands of the sport. And I'm more than happy if anybody ever wants to reach out to me, they could send an email to info@jagpt.com. We answer people's questions all the time about starting a new fitness program, starting a new you, sticking to a New Year's resolution, or as you said, going back to a sport. One of the biggest commercials I heard on the radio nowadays evidently had fan views. I never knew I'd be a radio host or a radio fan view was my pickleball commercial. You know, everybody's playing pickleball. Play it safely. Yes, it's a small box, but you still got to move. You still got to cut. You still got to swing. You need to have core development. So I got to tell you, do it smart and enjoy it forever. It's better than sitting in one of my tables. Although we're a lot of fun at JAG Physical Therapy, I'd rather have you out on the basketball court or the pickleball court.
Great stuff. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. That's the great John Colucci from JAG Physical Therapy joining us here on Crashing the Boards. Take a time out. Come back. We're going to talk about Seton Hall, Rutgers, the mid-majors, all the good Garden State hoops stuff. That's coming up next on Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey.